to us at this difficult time. Happy Mother's Day to Jean and Bud.
So that's from the Dresden home, bless their heart.
Pathfinders, we call Pathfinders, nobody else does.
I do.
You guys do.
I call it the Dresden.
I thought that's where we had lunch and dinner over there.
All right, praise the Lord. It's good to be in prayer meeting. I've been in pastor's meetings and conference meetings and revival meetings, and I've decided that you can't do that virtually. You can't have a virtual revival meeting. You can't have a virtual Bible church growth conference up in Rochester I've been attending, so. It's just not like being there, praise the Lord. So it's good that you're gathered here tonight. Appreciate again that we can gather for prayer time. I didn't know if Bill and Jackie was going to try and make it out tonight. I promised them that it would be light out when we went home. It's light out till what, 9 o'clock now, just about, I think. So appreciate again that we could meet with those that we have here. It's good to have Axel here. Praise the Lord. Appreciate Axel coming over. And it's good to see each of you. Let's open our Bible in lieu of a songbook to Psalms 19. This is one of my favorites again. Psalms chapter 19. And let's open with a song tonight. Psalm and chapter 19. And I got written down here, verse 7 is where this song starts. 7, 8, and 9, I think, and we throw in 10 and then close with 11. So 7, 8, and 9, 10 is the chorus, and 11 is the grand finale, okay? So let's go ahead and sing together the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward, and in keeping of them there's great reward. Father, praise you. Thank you that we could gather with other believers in the middle of the week. Thank you for each one that's here. Thank you for your watch, care, protection, safety, even on our meeting during this pandemic. Thank you again, Father, for touching our time together. Hear our prayers now as we lift them. Be with those that would come in on recording or Facebook and pray again that you'd just bless them as they unite with us in prayer and in worship on this Wednesday night. We love you. Thank you again for your great promise. Thank you again for just your blessing on our gathering tonight, and we'll give you all the praise. In the name of Christ, we pray it. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn over to Psalm, one more Psalm, 34. Psalm 34. Got lots of walkers tonight. Maybe we'll have our speaker blaring out there for our church service. We get some to stand in the park for church tonight. Psalm 34, what verse did I say? 13. Psalm 34, 13. This was our favorite junior church song, so let's give this a try. It goes like this. Keep thy tongue from evil, keep thy tongue. Keep thy tongue from evil, keep thy tongue. And thy lips from speaking guile, keep thy tongue from evil, keep thy tongue. What's that, Jeannie? Yeah. Let's try her again, see if we get this tune right. Keep thy tongue from evil, keep thy tongue. Keep thy tongue from evil, keep thy tongue. And thy lips from speaking guile, keep thy tongue from evil, keep thy tongue. Praise the Lord. Let's do that in junior church. We did this. I suppose this is not a pandemic approved method, but if you grab your tongue and pinch the end of it and say, keep my tongue from evil, keep my tongue. Keep my tongue from evil, keep my tongue. And my lips from speaking guile, keep my tongue from evil, keep my tongue. All right, now wave your hands on your pant leg and you're all set. Praise the Lord. No, wipe your hands on your mask. That's what you could do. Hallelujah. All right, appreciate it. Again, we can gather together. Our nation has gone a little bit crazy, and I guess it's going to be crazy till from now till November when we get a chance to vote the crazies out of office. Praise the Lord. So let's go ahead and just rejoice in the fact that we are together. I had a church conference with 23 other Baptist preachers this week in New York State, all reporting. And one from Canada, all the way from Canada, came down and touched in on our meeting. From Manitoba, from Burntwood Baptist Church, actually. So it's good to have Lee Pickett in on that New York conference. Anyway, they all reported what they're doing and what their plans are on opening. And praise the Lord, they had one guy on there. It was called Michelle's iPad, and I didn't know who he was. And finally they went through and they were giving everyone a chance to speak, and they introduced Michelle's iPad, and it was Pastor Wittenberg, praise the Lord. So he was in on the IFB meeting and reported again all that is going on at Penn Yan, and they're also opening up next month. So I praise the Lord. We closed for what, 3 weeks, I think? And then had drive-in church for... No, we closed for 2 weeks. Had drive-in church for Palm Sunday and then Easter on. And so I appreciate, again, that we could just have a freedom here. And I got a policy notice out and I was supposed to post it on the door today. We'll get that up this week. But I praise the Lord that God's watching out for us at Good Samaritan Baptist Church. And we're not getting any of the fights. In fact, there's only a couple fights going on in New York State. Those are just because of very aggressive sheriffs who want to shove their weight around. The law is on our side as far as meeting. And so appreciate so much that we can gather here tonight and practice our social distancing and meet together in a prayer meeting. Let's open our Bibles again to Psalm 100. I was going to have us go ahead and read Psalm 100. Instead, let's do this. I think there's another one right there. Let's go ahead and we're going to look at Psalm 100, but in contrast again, let's go ahead there's another praise one. Sing unto the Lord, Psalms 98. Let's go ahead and read Psalms 98 aloud and together. Psalms 98, and then we want to look at the praise that's given in Psalms 100 tonight in more detail. We are in our Bible reading through the book of Psalms. What, 9 chapters a day or something like that? Just zooming right through on that schedule. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of psalms for one day. Beverly and I got one day behind, I think, last Sunday. We was in church for like 6 hours on Sunday, I think. So we was in virtual church for so long, we didn't get our Bible reading. But Monday we had to read like 18 psalms in a row to catch up. And so it's been a blessing to go through all these psalms. Let's look at a couple of them here, just about praising that I want to emphasize tonight. Psalms 98. Let's read it aloud and together. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, and with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Father, praise you again, and thank you for your word. Thank you that we could be students of it. And as we are, I pray a special blessing on just a look at the praises given to you. And Father, the charge that we're given in many psalms to just make a joyful noise and to praise your name. Thank you for this one. Thank you again for our study in Psalms 100. Pray that you bless and encourage, and cause again that we'd learn all the more to praise you in everything. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. Let's look at Psalms 100. It's another make a joyful noise psalm. And I started this with a contrast that these other psalms are generally, especially if it's a psalm of David, it is generally for Israel. There's one that says, bless the Lord, O house of Judah. No, of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Judah. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. And lest it leaves us off, finally it said, and bless the Lord, all those that fear the Lord. So in general, the Psalms are pointed at Israel. And at Judah, Psalms 100 separates that from that again, and has just a praise for all ye lands. Notice that Psalm 98 that we read started as a blessing from Israel. In verse 2, it says, "Hath he openly showed the sight of the heathen." Let me read that again. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. So notice again, the sight of the heathen are off there as another nation. And then again, it comes back and says, he hath remembered the mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. So you have a us and them mentality, if you see that in there. So Judah, again, is called out as praising, and then there's them heathen out there, and they can see everything that's going on, and they can learn. Well, that's good. I like that, and it's true also. But let's look at this Psalm 100 and notice that it is not directed so much at Israel as it is to everybody. And so the other thing that's did anyone get a letter from me this week?
Yeah.
It was kind of long. I said, man, I set a new record. I think 9 pages long. So And in there, anyway, the important thing was the Psalms, the introduction to the Psalms. I love that, again, especially the part of the harmony of music and the harmony of numbers. I think I read that last week here on Wednesday night, actually. And then it went on to say about something about the keyboard of life. Anyway, the Psalms have touched so many people, and the Psalms include everything in the Bible. Everything about the kingdom age, you can find in the Psalms. Things about creation, you can find in the Psalms. Things about Israel, things about the coming Christ, His crucifixion, His second coming. The Psalms covers the gamut as far as everything in the Bible we can find in the Psalms. And one of the overriding emphasis is this one here found in Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And you find how much that's just repeated throughout the Psalms, that we should praise Him, that we should, again, lift Him up. So look at this. Make a joyful noise, Psalms 100, verse 1, unto the Lord. A noise. Let's see, there's an old saying, and philosophers say that if a tree falls in the wood, does it make a noise? And the answer to that is no, because noise is, and nobody hears it. If a tree falls in the wood and nobody hears it, does it make a noise? And the answer is no, because there's nobody there to hear it.
I got it wrong, and I put no. And he said no. He goes,
well, it depends on what they say. If they say if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, does it make a sound?
Right.
The answer to that is yes. It does make a sound, even if there's nobody there to hear it. But a noise is an annoying sound. And so, by definition, a noise is a...
So it doesn't matter.
And so if it said a noise, then the answer would be no. It does not make a noise because it didn't annoy anybody. Does that make sense yet? But it does make a sound because it's a sound is a vibrating. So there's no right answer to that question, actually, I guess, is how you look at it. It depends on how they word it. So anyway, we're to make a joyful noise, and I take exception to that being an annoying sound. I hope it's not an annoying sound. In fact, here from these scriptures, we can see that God finds it pleasant. So if God finds it good, maybe noise isn't the exact right definition that we have tagged on to that. But notice again that we're told that in both of these Psalms, Psalms 98 and Psalms 100, about this noise thing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I think probably that's in there to capture some of my singing. It can be annoying. Someone who sings off key. There's a song, Please Let Me Sing in the Choir. Anyone ever heard that song? Please let me sing in the choir. And then finally he dies and goes to heaven. And they let him be in the choir. They wouldn't let him be in the choir on earth because he had an old scratchy voice. No matter what your singing sounds like, we're to have God enjoys it, okay? God likes it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Don't put too much stock in that noise line is what I'm saying. And then it says, all ye lands. And notice again, that's kind of like all the earth in the other verse that now is saying, not just the house of Israel, but everybody ought to be making this joyful noise unto the Lord. Gentiles ought to be singing. In Chinese, they don't even use seven notes on a scale in China. They ought to be making a joyful noise, and that might be more noise there than twanging Chinese music than genuine harmony of seven notes in five and three. So anyway, all the patterns that we have in music, all the lands, everybody, the whole earth ought to make this joyful noise. Then verse 2 says, and I again want to emphasize here that all of a sudden we have this psalm that's inclusive of everybody. Everyone ought to be in this praising the Lord. Some of the Psalms, as I said, are pointing to Israel, to Judah. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And so, again, I don't know if you can have gladness without singing. I don't know if you can have singing without gladness. Well, I guess you can on the country station. They sure do. So, Notice that these two are connected in this verse. Serve the Lord with gladness. First off, what's it mean to serve the Lord? Isn't it something that we're called upon to serve the Lord? Think about what that says. This is the Lord God, the creator of this world, who's all-powerful, all-knowledgeable. And it says here that we are to serve Him. He wants us to serve Him. And we'll look at that a little more deeper as we get down in here. But notice again, serve the Lord and do it with gladness. I listened to a message this week on a church growth conference. And boy, I forgot who preached it. But it was good anyway. And he said, when Peter missed out on church, you might have to help me with this one if I can get the five P's. Yeah, I'm sorry, Thomas. I keep saying Peter. I don't know why, because it starts with a B probably. So remember when Thomas, John 19, I think it is, missed church. And what did he miss out on? He missed out on Jesus when he said, "Peace be with you." So he missed out on the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had to go a whole week without it. Secondly, he missed out on the pleasure of seeing Christ. It says they saw Christ and they were glad. He missed that. He missed out on the proof. In other words, he said, "Look at my hands and look at my feet and his eye." And Peter or Thomas missed out on the proof that Jesus was resurrected. He missed out on the purpose because Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." Thomas wasn't there. He laid out of church that night. And didn't show up for that. So he went a whole week without understanding the purpose of God in his life. And he missed out on the power because Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit of God." So notice here again, serving the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I praise the Lord that we can gather together in church tonight. And be gathered together. Boy, after being in video conferences all week, I got to tell you that it's good to be together. Even if there's just a few of us here, it's good to be together, praise the Lord. I said in our church policy letter, I'm going to nail to the front door, that a church, by Bible definition, is a gathered together body of believers. And when we're separated, we're not really the church. Right in the definition of an ecclesia means the gathered together grouping. And so in order for us to be a church, we need to be gathered together and united as a church. And so here we are. Appreciate again that we can gather together in a pandemic. Serve the Lord with gladness. And again, there's not... boy, being a Christian is so hard. It's such a hard life. Listen, if you got that attitude, you missed something. You missed something important there. Mm-hmm. Being a Christian, I think it was Charlie Clark said this week. He said, being a Christian isn't hard. Being a drug addict and running a bar for a living, that's hard. Living in this world and being torn down by sin, and being slave to sin, that's what's hard. Being a Christian's not hard. Being a Christian is done with gladness. So there's the verse again that says it. And so serve the Lord. And that's what we're to do. We're to be His servants. We're to serve Him. We're to serve as ministers, every one of us. Serve the Lord with gladness. And then it says, come before His presence with singing. I've had to get the guitar out, sit on the front porch. I noticed all the neighbors down below stopped and listened. I thought, "Oh Lord, help them." I'm trying to figure out what chords to go with Sunday songs, and I'm not very good at putting together a whole list of songs and learning them by Sunday. It takes me a whole week to learn a couple songs with all the chords, and I haven't got it down yet. But I'm enjoying it just the same. But anyway, just the singing. I noticed that, man, that makes such a difference in our lives. One of the things we miss sometimes being in church, and I don't know, a lot of the live stream churches says, make sure you dress, wear a tie. Make sure you stand up when we stand up, and make sure you sing out loud. And we don't. We sit on the couch and drink coffee during church. But notice again that there's something missing in church if we're not singing together. And there's something missing in our life if we don't have a song, if we don't break out in song, even though it might sound like a noise to us or to our spouse. Listen, we ought to have a song. And so verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness and then come before His presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God. And it's like verse 3 was put in just for America, okay? Know ye that He, the Lord, and notice the all caps there, that's the personal name of God that we understand to be Jehovah. That is His personal name, and understand that He, the personal God, He is God, Elohim, and that's the official title for God. And then it says, it is He that made us. Well, that's good. Genesis chapter 1. In 6 days, God created everything that was created. What about the angels? Are they created? Yes. Well, then when were they created? In 6 days, God created everything that was created. Everything in our world was created in 6 days in Genesis 1. I know that there's some liberal Christians and modernist Christians who try to say, no, God took a million years. So look at the rocks. You can tell by the age of rocks that it took a million years. Well, Adam didn't have a belly button either, but he was never an infant. He was never a baby. And rocks don't have to be infant, don't have to be baby, don't have to mature over thousands and millions of years either. And so I don't agree with any of their dating methods to begin with. I like carbon-14. That's a good dating method. And that works. Everything, but it never doesn't give them big enough numbers. And so notice here it says, the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us. And He did it in 6 days, Genesis 1. And Exodus 20. And so many other times through the Psalms it talks about everything that was created. John 1 talks about everything that was created. And so we got creation there. And then we have this next phrase that says, and not we ourselves. Isn't it something that God put that in the Bible 1,000 years here before Christ came? And 2,000 years before we fully developed this idea that we evolved here and we're self-made men. And so man, again, does not believe, does not teach. There's no... not a single that I found television program or station that includes a creation. They all include evolution. Even the Catholic Church has bowed to evolution and said, okay, well, we'll give up that doctrine and go with evolution. And so notice again, the self-made man, there's no such thing. God made man in His image. The Bible's pretty clear on that. And we did not make ourselves. There it is, right in print. We are His people. Oh, yeah. Everyone, this is. Remember, this wasn't written just to the Jews that were His nation and His people. This is written to everyone. We are His people. And we are the sheep of His pasture. I'd almost have you turn there, but we're running out of time. So over in Isaiah chapter 53, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And He hath laid on Him, that servant that's in that picture, the iniquity of us all. And so here's another reference that all, not just Israel, but all people, all of us, we are His people, and we are the sheep of His pasture. Everyone has the ability to pick up Psalms 23 and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But listen, that's not true for you until you have made Him your shepherd. Until you have accepted Him as the Lord of your life, you've given your soul to Him, you have been converted, you've accepted Christ, your sins are gone. Yes, my sins are gone. And then He is your shepherd. Before that, you're not even kin. You're not related to Him. But once you again accept him and he does a work in your heart to make you a new creature in him, then again you can call him Father. You're adopted into his family and he takes the position as your shepherd. So again, the application there in Psalms 23 is that once we know we've got a shepherd, we behave like his sheep. Here again, all of mankind are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture, but many of them are those lost sheep that Jesus made reference to. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. What do you suppose the difference is between the gates and the courts?
The courts are outside the gates.
Inside, right?
Yeah, I'd go inside.
So
I think of gates as like the gates of the city. And the court, I think, would be like the court of the temple. So, it's what? One more step of obedience.
Yeah, like you can stop at the gate.
Yeah.
If you go further, then.
So, we have a city that's going to have a gate, 12 gates through the 12 tribes of Israel, and we're going to enter in and out of the gates in that city. And so, the gates, I think, is related to the city. You remember when Esther came into the king and she said, oh, no, I can't go into the king unless if I come into the court, he's got to extend the golden scepter to me or else I can be killed. That's to me entering into the court. When you're entering into the court, you're entering into the presence of the king. When you're entering into the city, you're getting in his city. But now when you go into the court, you're entering into his very presence. And it's bigger. As Dave said, it's a bigger step of obedience there again. So notice again, it says, enter into the gates. That would be his city. And do it with thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks, the Bible says. So we are to be a thankful people. When you look in Romans chapter 1, there's a staircase that goes down away from God. And it says, first off, everyone on that staircase knew God. The next step was they knew God, but they were not thankful. So the first step down and away from God, and that staircase has 7 steps, goes all the way to the bottom to where God gives them up as a reprobate mind. The first step down and away from God is to lose our thankfulness. And perhaps you've seen Christians that are bitter. Perhaps you've seen Christians that are angry at God. Notice again that they've left their thankfulness. And so don't do that. Notice again, when we step into the city of God, we're to do it with thanksgiving through that gate. And into his courts. Now we're coming into his very presence. And when we enter into his courts, we do it with praise be to God. And then it emphasizes again, be thankful unto him, thanksgiving, and bless his name, that's praise. I've said a good definition of blessing, when someone sneezes, you say, bless you. Well, they used to. Now they say, cover your mouth, where's your mask? But anyway, what they're supposed to say is bless you again. And the reason they do that is because when you sneeze, your heart stops and skips a beat. And your heart started again, praise the Lord. That's something you couldn't do for yourself. That's something God did for you. And so the idea of a blessing is doing something for somebody else that they can't do for themselves. And so when I ask God to bless somebody, I'm asking God to do something for them that they can't do for themselves. When you are a real blessing to somebody in this old earth, you're doing something for them that they could not do for themselves, and you were a blessing to them. Here it says, bless the Lord. What are you going to do for God that he can't do for himself? You're going to praise Him. You're going to lift up His name. You're going to exalt Him. That's why He created us. That's why we're here. That's why we're made in His image. And so that we can praise Him. And so we have thanksgiving and thankful unto Him and bless His name tied with praising Him as we step into His courts. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. If I was in jail right now and said that, then someone would stand up and say, all the time. That's what they said in prison. Every time somebody said, God is good, they would all, someone else in the crowd or the whole crowd would say, all the time again. And so I was not incarcerated. I was just in prison. There's a difference in the two things. Okay. So anyway, the God is good, it says here. For the Lord, notice the personal name again, all caps, is good. And God is good. There's nothing bad that comes out of God. There's no evil. He doesn't bring evil into our life. He doesn't bring a temptation into our life that would tempt us to sin. Now, He does bring a temptation that's a trial in our life. We do have trials, but it is also for our good. So the Lord is good. And sometimes we need to emphasize that and lift that up when we're in a world and a pandemic. And I heard our governor say, "God, did God send this?" No, God don't send pandemics. He allows things to happen, and Satan orchestrates those things. So, again, remember Job and the trials that Job went through. God didn't do anything to Job. All God did was take His hand back a little bit and say, okay, you can do this. And He gave Satan permission to do things. And so keep a good handle on, especially even during this time of crisis, keep a good handle on the fact that God is good. Then it says, His mercy is everlasting. And then it says, and His truth endureth to all generations. That includes ours. That's this one right here, okay? So let's tear this verse apart just a little bit. We looked at the Lord is good. Yeah, surely. All the time He is. And then it says His mercy is everlasting. If I had an ESV Bible, and it wasn't hidden on the top shelf of my bookshelf, and I had to get a ladder out to go dig it out and find it, I would have looked and find out what they put in this verse. Because every place the Bible says mercy, they put steadfast love so they could get a copyright. And so they took out all the mercy of God through the Psalms, and they put in steadfast love. And I confronted a preacher that we all know in Penn Yan about that, and he said, well, God's steadfast love does endure forever. Well, yeah, it might, but that's not what the Bible's saying. Remember that psalm we read? What was it? We just read it, 136, I think, that says, it has a little phrase about what Israel did, and then it says, for His mercy endureth forever. Then it has another phrase about what Israel did, and then it says, for His mercy endureth forever. Like 20 verses, however many was in that psalm, every verse says, for His mercy endureth forever. Listen, they got a copyright, but they twisted the Word of God, and every time that they say, His mercy endureth forever, the ESV, English Standard Version, says His steadfast love. They took all the mercy of God out. And so I'm curious what they did here, because here it says, His truth endureth to all generations.
ESV is, for the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations.
His faithfulness, okay. Notice they took out mercy and truth. Listen, those are important words. And yet the ESV Bible is the standard right now. All the radio preachers are using the ESV, and they got an ESV study Bible, and Schofield's turning over in the grave, and
that's what the Gideons are using.
And the Gideons are passing out the ESV. I was almost sick when I went to the Gideons appreciation meeting. What was that, 2 years ago? And confronted them about that very same thing. In fact, they stood up and read that verse that said, it says, the Bible says, His mercy endures. So don't miss this line right here. It's important. If the world wants to rip it out of your Bible, I take a little more close attention to it. And so notice that His mercy is everlasting. Steadfast love is one thing, but mercy is you not getting what you deserve. And that's what mercy is. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. Unmerited favor. God's riches at Christ's expense. But mercy is you're not getting what you deserve. And boy, we should never forget that. Never forget that we're not getting what we deserve. We're not getting punishment in hell for eternity. We have everlasting life because His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth. His truth endureth forever. His truth here endureth to all generations. And so here we have it. I've met a lot of people that want to be KJV defenders. And to that, and I probably used to be one myself. But to that, I say, hey, God doesn't really need a defender, does He? He needs a reader. He needs a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And so, again, his word's going to endure just fine. It's not probably going to endure very well in modernist churches nor in the liberal bent that our Christendom has gone to today. Again, a rare thing, a King James Bible is a rare thing in America, which is sad. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations, including this one, praise the Lord. Right up to His coming again, His truth's going to be here, going to be available to mankind. Father, praise You and thank You. Thank You for this little psalm. Thank You again that we can make a joyful noise about it tonight. And just rejoice in the truths that are portrayed in just a few five verses that we could again just see You on every line and love You all the more for it. In the name of Christ, we praise You. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and take some prayer requests here. We do have already. The Andrewses, let's keep them in our prayers. And also Rebecca, I don't know if we've got that text around, but Rebecca was also supposed to have a surgery, what was it, yesterday or today? Days are going by so fast here. That was today, right? That was this morning again. So we're supposed to have a surgery. She has something on her. It went from a lump to a spot to a boil to a... I don't know what she has on her forehead, but she's got something on her forehead right between her eyes there that they were very concerned about and went in to do some kind of a surgery. You remember Brad, her dad, had some of the same thing there, some that they surgically removed. And so keep little Rebecca in your prayers, and Bill and Jackie mentioned them for prayer. Pray for Keegan also, and then pray for Randy Andrews in Strong Memorial, right, in Strong's, with a brain tumor, my goodness. And so that's probably been afflicting him since that previous time he was on our prayer list. Well, let's remember Randy and Tammy Andrews and their children and the struggle that's going on there physically, and that God would be praised through it all. All right, so I saw a Keegan page. Grandma messaged me a Keegan page or something. Did we all see that? Keegan's Journey, that's what it was. So praise the Lord, an update on Keegan. Let's keep him in our prayers as he started chemo. And pray for Grandma, too, while she's locked in.
How would I go about getting some of her rhubarb?
Oh, we was down there the other day. Why were we down there? I didn't steal any rhubarb. I should have. Oh, we dropped off the bulletin for church Sunday. I said, are we early enough to church to go steal rhubarb? But Becky was in there. We didn't, afraid we couldn't keep 6 foot distancing. Who was it?
Pam.
No, I thought it was Becky.
Oh,
So anyway, yeah, you need to swing by and steal rhubarb. Why, you need some? Consider it yours.
Yeah, I do. I need some. I'll just have to call her and go grab some tonight.
Oh, I don't call her. I just sneak down there in the darkness.
Tiptoe.
You got so much rhubarb. Praise the Lord. Okay, anyone else have any prayer requests we need to mention? Yes, Beverly.
I talked to Sharon yesterday, and she said that the cut on her face that they did, they were surprised because it's healing so well. But they're looking at radiation or something, do some kind of medication and then radiation. But she still has two other spots.
Okay, so they are going to do some kind of treatment for Sharon. Sharon Holvey is her name, Bev's sister down in Alabama. Anyone else? Okay, let's pray for our country. There's been, I hope there'll be somewhat of an awakening as we see again things just going to absolutely crazy here as far as churches and worship, and that's still going on. And appreciate again that we could keep those churches. I sent a whole list of churches that need prayer out in our letter. Yes, Jeannie.
Pray for Gordy and Terry and their family. It's nice they have Axel with us tonight. I was waiting to see if he would, yes, I didn't want to put him on the spot, but it's always good to pray for families that love the Lord during this time.
All right, yeah, let's pray for them. And I saw their preacher in a conference I was in today, praise the Lord. So let's keep some all these preachers in prayer. Boy, there's some things going on in New York State that's just exciting. In fact, the almost a hands-down report on there was that they doubled their attendance by live streaming. And offerings are up by online giving. And so, again, it was a bunch of them, again, that out of the 20, two dozen that was there, probably better than half of them reported that they have all kinds of visitors, many of them doubling their online attendance, and all kind of giving, doubling their giving also through, I guess you swipe your card now on the internet or whatever you do, again, for online giving. The unanimous decision was also that it's not like being in church. We need to be in church. And so all of them are targeting opening dates of usually May 31st or in some of them into June. But all of them are going to open. And so let's keep our churches in prayer. Some of them still seeing some resistance to following the First Amendment very carefully. And so we need to keep our churches in prayer. And it's like we don't have any online, we don't live stream, and we don't, we Zoom a little bit. We're going to Zoom tomorrow night, right? Praise the Lord, we'll Zoom. But you figure out how many of us don't have internet connections at the Good Samaritan Baptist Church. And so we haven't had too much of an outreach during this, nor growth. But we do agree we need to get together, praise the Lord, and worship together. And so we want to do that. In light of that also, I'm writing Brother Bennett and canceling our June revival services. I've decided that we really don't want to try and live stream revival services at Good Samaritan or do a Facebook Live or whatever we could get away with. We don't have the facilities here at the church house to do it, and so it's just not the same as if being in revival services while you're sitting on your couch drinking coffee. It's just not the same as doing the sacrifice and coming out to meetings every night and being gathered together with other believers. And so we're going to hold off, and we'll see what August brings for the Pattersons.
I sent Connie a link this time, so I'm hoping maybe...
So maybe she could zoom in.
All you have to do is click on that link. So, okay. Last time they didn't succeed, so I don't know.
Because when you have to do an install on your computer.
Which they already said they downloaded the app.
Oh, okay. They're not on a laptop or something.
They're on a phone.
Yeah, they're on a phone. I don't even know how to do that. So. I know that of all the Zoom meetings I've been in, if they're on the phone, and you say, "Could you mute your mic?" And they say, "I don't know how." And so they don't know how to mute. They put your thumb over the mic or something. You know, how do you mute this thing? So they're interrupting and carrying on. And yes, Axel.
To what she said, just keep my sister in prayer.
All right, let's pray for Axel's sister.
Shannon,
yes. All right. So we have much to praise the Lord for. Let's praise the Lord again tonight. And let's go ahead and have our prayer time. Let's pray for each of our folks again. Let me run down through this list. Pray for Barb again. She's working tonight, right?
Yeah.
Tracy's working tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pray for all of our folks, especially during this challenging time we're in. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Kramer, why don't you lead us off? Brother Dave Johnson, if you pray, and then I'll go ahead and close.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for the songs we sing out of Psalms. Thank you so much, Lord, for the look at Psalm 98 and Psalm 100. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for your inspired word and, you know, taking things out of it. Thank you so much, Lord. Since everything man touches, Lord, we break apart for something that's perfect. I just pray, Lord, that even through this pandemic, Lord, that people come to know you, Lord. And
thank you.
Lord, whether or not we think it's some type of liberal, agenda or whatever, but we can use it for your good, your glory, and your honor. And we just pray that we do, Lord. Help Christians, Lord, through this to get back to what they were. And I just pray that we get closer to you. Think of Randy Andrews tonight, Lord, and problems he's going through, and I just pray, Lord, you just be with him, be with the healing process on him. We just pray, Lord, he can come out of the hospital and everything will be well, Lord, there. We think of Sharon tonight, Lord, and we just praise you, Lord, for the healing already, Lord, but we just pray for the other spots, and we just pray that they're not cancerous, Lord, and we just pray, Lord, you just take that away from her, Lord. Be with Jeannie, and we just pray, Lord, for her pain and cancer, just take that away, Lord, hope. Make her whole, Lord. You can do that, Lord, just with a touch of your hand. Just pray that you can do that, Lord. Lord, we think of Keegan with his cancer. We just pray, Lord, you just be with him, heal him. And think of Dale, Lord, and Sandy's son-in-law. We just pray, Lord, for his cancer. We just pray, Lord, you take that away also, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for the ones that aren't here tonight that want to be, Lord. I think especially of Grandma, Lord, who'd like to be here, Lord, but not able to. Pray, Lord, you just be with her, comfort her, and Lord, put a smile upon her face, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Shannon, tonight, Lord, and problems he's going through. We just thank you so much, Lord, for Axel being here. And we pray, Lord, for Gordy and Terry. And we pray also, Lord, for the Pickets and their move here. And we just pray everything goes well there. Lord, we pray also, Lord, for the pandemic and job situations that people have lost their jobs or uncertain, Lord. We thank you, Matthew, and be with him, Lord, tonight. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. Tracy is still working, and we just pray, Lord, for that. Lord, we think of the Zoom meeting tomorrow night. Help everybody that's going to connect, Lord. Give us safety on the way home. Thank you so much, Lord, for a beautiful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you also for the evening, and thank you, Lord, for the look into Book of Psalms there, especially Psalm 100. Just thank you, Father, for your recorded word, and how you preserved it for us. Lord, how we can be encouraged and grow from reading it. And just thank you, Lord, for our church being able to be open and that we were able to gather here and meet. And Yeah. I'm afraid that we hear it could be poor from other churches that attendance is growing, at least online. But Lord, I just pray that the folks who used to come would, after this is over would come back and not just, I get spoiled, Lord, just sitting home watching them on TV.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray for all the churches, especially that one in Solid Rock there, Lord, they seem like they have a whole bunch of new folks too, and I pray that when their doors are finally open, Lord, that these folks would actually come to church.
Yeah, so.
But I pray that you would encourage us pastors, Lord, our pastor and the others. In this trying time, Lord, I pray you give them wisdom and encouragement. Lord, I do think of my wife, and I thank you that she was able to come tonight, and I pray that you would just encourage her, Lord, and continue to bless her. Lord, continue to keep your hand of healing and mercy and grace upon her. Please, Lord, help her. Father, I just thank you that he was feeling good enough to be able to come tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I think of those who aren't feeling very good, and I think of Randy Andrews, although I think he is feeling better, and I pray that, that this tumor was not cancerous and that they got it all, and that this would alleviate his problems he was having. And I pray that he would heal completely and not have any side effects or any issues for it. I pray also for Sharon, our dead sister, or if she has some spots removed, and if they do a little radiation, Lord, I just pray that it would be just too painful for her, or any long-term effect from that and the radiation. But I just pray that you would encourage her, Lord, and help her, give her strength and blessings, Lord. Father, I do think of Keegan, and thank you, Lord, for Grandma sharing his posts so we can follow his journey, Lord, and see how he's going through his treatments. And it seems like, Lord, he's got a good chance, Father, the doctor check the treatments, Lord, might be effective. And I just pray that you would be involved with that, Lord, and heal him. I don't know where he stands, Lord, but I just pray you'd help him and know his, see his need for Christ. I do think of Becca, Lord, and I just pray that you would help her give the doctors wisdom, Lord, how to treat this thing, and I pray that they would make the right choice, Father. I just pray you would bless and encourage her and touch her body and make her whole, and Lord, be with also, Lord, be with that whole family, Lord, especially with Laura Beth and Brad. Continue to prick their hearts, Father, that they get saved and get right with you. And I pray that when this and they feel safe, Lord, for them, that they would come after church. Lord, I pray also that you'd be with Grandma and just help her, Grandma Jenny, just bless and encourage her, strengthen her, Lord. Just help her, Lord, I'm sure she's quite lonely, and I pray that you would encourage her. Lord, be with the folks at the Pathfinders as well, as I know they're quite lonely and isolated and trapped, and I just pray that you would encourage them, Lord. The folks in nursing homes, although we don't really know anybody right now in a nursing home, but I guess it's not a good place to be, and I just pray that you would encourage them. Especially, and even be with family members who are not allowed to go in and visit. And I pray, Lord, that this stupidity that our government's doing, Lord, would be lifted soon, so that folks could resume their normal life. Lord, I thank you for our president and the things he's doing, and I pray that you continue to give him wisdom. And our government, Lord, please chastise those who need it, Lord, those who are going astray, and those who, like as Pastor likes to say, Lord, those who are shaking their fist at you and daring you to do something. I just pray, Lord, that you would rebuke those and convict them, Lord. And Lord, be with those who are trying to do right. I pray that you give them strength and encouragement. Lord, just be with our church, Father, and help us. Help us with trying to hold things together, Lord, and get messages out three or four different ways, Father, that we'd be able to reach anyone who wants to hear what's going on, Lord, would have some kind of avenue, Lord, to do that, whether they come or look at a video or listen to audio. Just help each one, Lord, encourage our church members. And Lord, be with the elders, be especially with Shannon, and encourage her, Lord, and help her, and be with that situation, Lord. And I pray that you would encourage Corey and Terry, and thank you, Lord, that Axel was here and that desire to come to church tonight. And pray you bless him, his family as well. And Lord, be with those I know who would be here if they could, and that was Barb and Tracy. I pray that you would help Barb with her job, as she's having a hard time adjusting to the hours.
Yes, help her.
I pray, Father, that you would help her with that. And help Tracy, Lord, because I know he'd rather be here than where he's at. But I just pray that you would encourage him. Just thank you, Father, for all you do, for your many blessings to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me some time off from work, that you allow I to be an encouragement to her.
Thank you.
And just thank you, Father, for all you do. We lift these prayers up to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, how I praise you and thank you that we could unite our hearts together and lift up these prayer requests. Hear our prayer now. Touch each prayer request, each name that's been brought before your throne room tonight, whether loud or silently. And Father, that you move in hearts and lives in a special way. We especially pray for Jeannie and thank you that she's here tonight. Pray a special blessing. And Father, that you'd answer prayers that have been lifted to you, and pray again that you'd touch with the hands that only a loving Heavenly Father could during these times, and that you provide healing and strength and relief of these symptoms and problems. And Father, that you'd heal Jeannie. And we'll praise you and thank you for hearing our prayers. We lift that up to you tonight. Hear the prayers of her children and her children's children also, Father, that you'd step in and intervene. I think of Randy and Tammy Andrews and pray that you'd see their plight and hear our prayers for Randy and his healing. And I pray, Father, that you'd hear Randy's prayers, that you'd hear Tammy's prayers. And Father, that you'd move in their heart and life even through this challenge as they glimpse off into eternity. Father, that they'd secure a right relationship with you. And Father, that they could again have a pastor and that they could again have a direction in their lives that would cause again, Father, that they be secure in you and growing in you. And Father, that you'd hear their prayers tonight as they would be seeking your face in prayer. I think of Keegan also, and think again of his testimony of salvation even while he was here as an 8-year-old. And pray, Father, now here he is 19. And as he glimpses off into eternity, I pray that you'd hear his prayer and see his heart. Hear the prayer of his parents who profess salvation. And pray, Father, again that you'd just intervene. But especially we pray that you'd hear a great-grandmother's prayer for Keegan tonight. And Father, that you'd surround Grandma in your care and blessing. And we thank you for her. And pray that you'd hear her prayer now. And Father, intervene there. Pray that you'd be with Bill and Jackie again, thinking it's safer to be home. I pray again that you'd touch them, protect them. Hear their prayers they lifted up tonight. And we'll praise you and thank you, Father. I pray that you'd be with Jody and Sheila. We thank you for them coming by our way. Pray that you'd hear their prayers tonight and intervene in their affairs. And think of all that they have going on, especially with Sheila's mom. And pray again that you'd intervene there in a special way. Pray that you'd be with Steve. Pray again that you'd be with Steve and Jane and touch them and help them to grow and to walk with you during these trying days as well. And thank you for Steve coming back out to church a couple times. Pray you bless, hear their prayer tonight. And Father, that you'd intervene there. Pray again, as we said, for Tracy and Deb and Barb and Father, their work, keeping them out of church. And I pray again that you'd encourage them, bless them, and hear their prayer tonight. Be with Tim and Linda, and especially touch Tim's health and his broken body and encourage him. Thank you for the encouragement that he is to this preacher. And pray, Father, that you'd touch him tonight and Linda, and touch our home and pour out a special blessing there. Father, we love you. Thank you again that we can come into your presence. Thank you for the Cranmers driving all the way out to be here to pray tonight. And Father, that you'd again put a special blessing on their home. Touch Matthew and the house and the job and the things that he wants to do. That you'd again just intervene in Matthew's life and hear his prayer even tonight for the things that he's looking for, even in this job. We'll praise you now and thank you, Father, for touching each one that's here, hearing each prayer that's lifted to you.
Father, walk with us through the remainder of this week that we could see your name exalted even because we've been on our knees. And Father, we've brought these names before your throne room tonight. And Father, touch lives and encourage us. We're in a challenging time, and Father, I pray that you'd help us to be witnesses. People are asking questions all around us. People are troubled. People are in turmoil. And so I pray again that the peace that passes all understanding would so overwhelm our lives that we could be a testimony of our faith in you and of your goodness to us, even during a pandemic. Touch now and bless, and we'll thank you in the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a chorus. God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So keep your hearts in tune. Oh, the best thing in my life I ever did do. Oh, the best thing in my life I ever did do. Oh, the best thing in my life I ever did do was take off the old robe and put on the new. The old robe was dirty, all tattered and torn, and the new robe was spotless, had never been worn. Oh, the best thing in my life I ever did do was take off the old robe and put on the new. Praise the Lord. I think I did.
Yes, you did too.
Friday camping. Need to borrow a turkey call, let me know.